Nolte, Mom Downey pushes anti-racist training on chronically underfunded Parks Department. By John Nolte on April 2, 2026. The New York City Parks Department is already chronically underfunded and understaffed. But that has not stopped Zoran Mamdani, the city's Islamist communist mayor, from pushing anti-racist and microaggression training on the people hired to cut grass and fix swing sets. The New York City Parks Department, facing a $33 million budget cut and chronic understaffing problems, instructs its supervisors to be anti-racist activists who police microaggressions and promote conversations about race in the workplace, according to a report from the Washington Free Beacon. Documents in the report include a microaggressions training manual that aims to train everyone from senior management to employees to expose the subtle slights that people experience in the workplace due to their group identity. All of this comes from the Parks Department's Orwellian-named Office of Diversity, Equity, Inclusion, and Belonging, which also offers a resource guide called What Every Supervisor/Manager Should Know About Race and Racism in the Workplace. Readers are encouraged to seek out material created by left-wing racists and fabulists such as Nicole Hannah-Jones, who fabricated the 1619 Project, and the authors of anti-white/western garbage like How to Be an Anti-Racist and White Fragility. The Free Beacon reports. Supervisors are also encouraged to engage in race-related reflections. Questions they should ask themselves, according to the training, include: have I explored my own biases and fears? Do I encourage trainings around issues concerning race, unconscious/implicit bias, and diversity and inclusion? And do I create opportunities for discussing race and racism in ways that are relevant to the work in my unit? For the Parks Department, that work includes managing the city's 1,000 playgrounds, 1,800 public basketball courts, 14 golf courses, and other facilities. There's much more at the Free Beacon, including copies of emails from the mayor's office strongly encouraging staffers to participate in authoritarian roundtables titled Black and Government, Remembering, Repairing, and Reimagining Public Power. We all know what this is about, and that's a deliberate push to abuse the power of government to replace the melting pot with grievances, divisiveness, and bitterness towards America and between the races. And this is why it's insane to vote for Democrats, who focus on everything but the basic fundamentals of governing. What does reimagining public power have to do with replacing basketball nets and trimming bushes? Nothing. And that's the point. Authoritarians like Mamdani want things to collapse because the collapse only hands more power to the same government that fomented the collapse. We see this over and over again in blue states and blue cities. Los Angeles can't fill the potholes or rebuild the Pacific Palisades. But you can bet that dysfunction doesn't extend to collecting fines for red light cameras or not properly dividing your trash. Mamdani is using the power of government and tax dollars to brainwash city workers into translating everything through a hostile prism of race. No benefit of the doubt. No shrugging things off. No getting over it. No, you must assume the worst and then confront and correct. It's a government-funded and encouraged struggle session forced on, of all places, the Parks Department.